The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network. VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, however you're taking us in. We appreciate it. It's all brought to you by BetMGM. Proudly so. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Before we get to the crack, man, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Trip Tepper, the all-NBA first team, omitting Jokic, shows that the all-NBA process is a complete farce. There are not five players in the league better than Jokic. The best five, regardless of position, should be on the first team. That per Trip Tepper on that. Scola, you forgot to read the line that states the above protocol applies unless you're a Laker. Talking about concussion protocol. Scola is not buying into it. Let's see here. LFC title record says, do you think that the basketball playing Corgi has cursed AD and LeBron? There's this Corgi that has picked the result of each Lakers-Warriors game perfectly so far.
Yeah.
Little dog.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly, exactly. Len Glauzensky, Gil, you need to get the German accent into saying Hartenstein like Ian Eagle does. More emphasis on Stein. LOL, Lenny. Lenny, it sends shudders down my spine. I can't do it. Not since Schweinsteiger played for the German national team, if I had these kinds of feelings. Ladies and gentlemen, unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Let's do it. Bill Krakenberger, ladies and gentlemen, for those who are unfamiliar with the work of Mr. Krakenberger, you can find him at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. And he is a man about town. He is a professional bettor who is iconic with the Kangol hat. He joins us each and every Thursday for how many years now? 6 years has been on the show?
Yeah. I can't believe they didn't throw me off yet. Yeah. Yes. Speaking of throwing off, I'll start right out with Bill Krakenberger thrown out of Super Pawn this week.
Out of where?
Super Pawn. It's a pawn shop, which pawn shop. I've never, you know, I'm not a pawn shop guy. I don't know, but I have friends that came in town from Philly, and he's like, no, you got to go to the pawn shop because, you know, you can get some really good bargains. So I was like, what do you mean you get? I don't understand the pawn shop. The pawn shop concept, I know you go in, you pawn your stuff, and you can sell it, or you can, you can tell them if I watch the show.
Yeah.
You can sell it, or you can pawn it, which means that they charge you juice. Ridiculous juice, more than mob guys, what they charge it. So I went to Super Pawn with him on Decatur, and maybe, I don't know, it might be Decatur and Desert Inn. Yes, Decatur and Desert Inn. It's a nice big one there. And, you know, looking around to buy things, because he's like, listen, you can get some great bargains buying jewelry if you know what you're doing and stuff. So I was trying to talk to people behind the counter. They were very nasty. They were just nasty. They were rude. And I let them know, and I got thrown out of the store. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
So I mean, I don't expect you to be so lovely. You don't have to start doing pirouettes in the room for me or nothing, but it'd be a little nice.
They were just bothered by your questions.
They were treating me like the scales that come in there or something, the thugs that go in there, I guess. Yeah. No, I mean, I guess they were because they were just nasty. I said, you know what? You got an attitude. He said, you know what? You can leave. And I told him to go F. I don't curse too much.
Yeah.
I told him to go F himself. Yeah. So, and I left the store. But anyway, I don't know why I would think of that. Just that wasn't planned. I'm like, you said something word and it's
a day anyway, in the life.
In
the life.
I was going to say,
but that doesn't usually happen. I'm nice to everyone. Overly nice, you know. I'll tell you, it's like literally. I after that, I went to get a weed pen for a homeless guy that I know that's outside the, you know, Turnberry. Like there's a guy out there.
Yeah.
That And that really watches the neighborhood. Does that make any sense? He has his shopping cart. He watches over the neighborhood. Like, he's just a good guy. You know, I usually give him some money, but I have to tell you, my friend from Philly that's with me, too, he was with me. He's like, I can't believe that guy just said. He actually said to me again, you know, he doesn't even know what I do for a living. He doesn't know I bet sports for a living. Doesn't know anything. He said, man, I'm hitting the baseball. You may want to go with me. This is a homeless guy with the cart. And he's like, if you can get me one of those weed pens. And, you know, I don't know hardly anything about weed pens. So I walked in and got a pen. I know I got robbed probably. I'll spend $50 for a pen. But I'm trying to be nice, you know, to everyone and everything. But, I mean, you know, those guys, the opposite side of that, those guys in the weed stores were so friendly.
Oh, nicest people in the
world. I couldn't believe how friendly they were. They explained to me. I said, I'm a rookie. I don't know what I'm doing, what I'm looking for. He was so friendly.
Yes.
I realized they have a tip jar now at the end, but I did tip him anyway. But
no, I was going to say, if you had told me you got kicked out of there,
no,
I would have been
so
like,
nice.
I would have been like, it's you, Bill.
Because so
they
nice.
They are the nicest people.
They were so nice of guys. And
my father, when he was in his final years, he really wanted the chocolate that they sell in there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they gave me like a 15 to 20 minute explanation on the different chocolates and everything.
Oh, it's amazing. Like you would think it'd be a bunch of like burnouts. No, it's like all these people have been prepping for this, like this business their whole lives. Just like legalization of sports betting, legalization of marijuana. They've been back there getting prepared for this.
Might have told me how to transport it, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I don't know. That's a good question. In other words, can I buy a weed pen and get on a plane and take it back home? I don't know the law. Do you?
Legally, no.
Legally, no.
You can't.
Yeah.
Wow. Not that I did that. I was here, but I just didn't. Now that you said transport, I was just wondering. But one thing my friend told me, he's a little more schooled in this than me. There's a store, an unbelievable store called Planet 13.
Yes.
Which right back, he said he's never seen anything like that in his life.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, it's
but
crazy.
Like a place like that, you're paying a tax on. You're paying a bigger money rather than going to like a local place, which I didn't realize. You can go to a local place like 2 miles, 3 miles out in Summerlin and pay local prices, about 30% less than the tourist stores.
Mm.
So, and then if you get a card from a doctor, that's might even be less, he said.
Yeah.
Like a mistake. Anyway.
By the way, this is where we should probably say for those coming into town, you cannot smoke weed in a casino.
Yeah, don't make that mistake.
You cannot do
that. You can't smoke weed in a casino. Every casino smells like it.
Yeah, but you can't do it.
Oh. Every hotel, including the Wynn.
Yes.
The hallways smell like weed.
You will walk in certain areas and you'll be like, oh, who's that? Right, so it's a powerful smell, but it's against the law to do so in a private place. Don't try doing it in your room either.
So you can't do it in your room in a hotel. If you're in a smoking room in a hotel room, you can't do it.
I don't believe you can. Obviously,
Bill just brought up the part I've always wondered about, but no, I don't think you.
You
can.
Don't think you. I don't think you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's amazing the things we could talk about on the show. Yeah. Super Pawn, smoking pens.
I love that Bill just gave Vegas in a nutshell.
Yes.
Like living in Vegas in a nutshell in 4 minutes.
Can you imagine driving by the pawn shop and seeing an angry crack come out of there? Is that crack? What's he so mad about?
Being in a pawn shop is a fascinating experience. Like, I'm with Bill. You'd want to ask more questions. Like, I have so many questions.
I just wanted to ask questions. Literally, I was in one in Long Branch, New Jersey when I was a kid. And this is like the second one. Even though I live in a town amongst payday loans, pawn shops, they're just, you know, literally shaking down everyone on there. And not that they're, you know, listen, you go in there, you're paying ridiculous rates. They have the laws on their side. They're charging crazy rates to people. It just goes to show you what the local community is made up of. And people, and not even local, people come in here, they lose their money, they go to the pawn shop. But you can get some really good bargains on jewelry, my friend said, at certain places. That was one of them.
Hmm.
And other things, too.
So you walked out with nothing.
I walked out with nothing.
With
respect. I would never buy anything after that. They were just rude. They just literally. Now, I try to put myself in their shoes a little bit. They're dealing with a lot of people that are, you know, not, you know, bargains, I guess.
Well, what you're describing reminds me. Have you ever gotten your car towed before?
Oh, even worse. Got it towed?
Talk to those guys.
He's right.
That's fun.
That's exactly right.
That's
I got it towed to some yard in North Las Vegas.
It's always a yard, Bill.
Yeah. I got it towed and I got it towed to a yard. Yeah, you're right. They're nasty, nasty people. Yeah.
By the way, the thing about the chocolate also, like there was a period of time where I would go home and see my dad and I'd be like, hey, and the first thing out of his mouth would be like, did you bring me the chocolate?
Oh,
the
wow.
first thing he'd say.
Wow.
The same kind or different? I like the other one better.
Now that makes you sleep better? That makes you sleep better, right?
It made him sleep better. Yeah. It made him less in pain. Yeah.
I was down in the Bahamas one time with some friends of mine, and they had some gummy worms. And they said, oh, yeah, you can relax. I did this little, tiny little bit, and I threw up. I mean, that's the end of that. Yeah, and it tasted horrible. Yeah, I thought.
I was talking about this off air since we're talking about random stuff. But Todd Wishnev is very familiar to this audience, part of the action docuseries on Showtime that you were involved with as well, and had the bet with Fezzik about losing weight.
Right.
And Todd went from north of 300 pounds to right around 209. They were like a pound away from, you know, calling it, I think, and then some medical test came back. Anyway, they called it off. But Todd gained all of that weight back. And so Todd now got a prescription for one of these drugs now to lose weight. And he says the returns in the first 2 days are miraculous. The voices in his head that tell him to eat, and he describes himself as a compulsive eater, that he is not in control of his own thoughts, have completely turned off, and he's immediately in 2 days, he's lost 7-8 pounds. He doesn't have the desire to eat. Now, of course, the other thing is everybody in Hollywood's taking this. For the people who actually need it, there's a shortage of this.
Yes.
for someone who is diabetic like him, you have had experience. You've had the opposite experience.
Yeah, I'm the only one, including Hollywood, that's actually gained weight on Ozempic. So
doesn't work for you.
Listen, I've been taking it before anything. Yeah. Before I was taking it 2 years ago before it was ever heard of, and it used to be like a copay for my insurance, $25 a week, and now it's like $89
a week. Oh, they jacked it up.
But it is a good pre-diabetic medicine. It's not the can. It's not insulin. It's a once a week, medicine. I don't know. Does Todd, you know him better than me. So is he a live in the moment guy? Is it just happening and just like, this is the greatest food I ever had. This is the greatest pill. I don't know. He should give it a couple weeks and see what happens.
He's worried. He's worried that it'll turn, but I'm telling you, no, go with it. This is miraculous. This is awesome.
Good for him.
His first time in 35 years that he doesn't have the pangs for hunger. And it's a very serious issue, and so people know Todd here and know the bet with Fezzik, so I was curious what your experience
was. Why did he move back to Pittsburgh, by the way? I don't even know.
Because he can play tennis more back there and more outs to bet.
Oh, wow. Think about the last thing. More outs to bet.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Let's talk about that.
Even me. I have like five places in town I bet here. Yeah. You know, I can name them. I mean, I have five places in town. That's it. And people think they go to Vegas as the sports betting capital of the world. It doesn't always work out that way. When I go back east, when I'm in Jersey, I have more places to bet than Nevada. And that's just, it's sad actually. But hopefully we'll get these places sooner or later. We've been talking about them for years.
It's got to be later at this point. It already is later.
It is later.
Sooner's past.
Yeah.
Yeah. More with Crackman. We'll talk about what he's betting these days and more. Unscripted with Bill Krakenberg right here on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show hosts and guests. You'll also get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Sort picks by sport, matchup, event date, and more. Check the top VSiN experts leaderboard to view betting records, profit, and ROI, and see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. For VSiN Pro picks, betting splits, power ratings, plus 24/7 video access, become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Sign up now for only $9.99 at VSiN.com/subscribe. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Bill Krakenberger in studio, unscripted at Bill Krakman with a K on Twitter. I always love when you come in because you always have something on your mind. And today, besides the pawn shop stuff, obviously, we've always brought up the notion of this business and part and parcel with his business, sadly, through its entire history, is scam artists.
Yep.
And there's one on the scene that has caught your attention.
And without a doubt, people on Twitter are going to know who this guy is because he's had some viral videos. And I hate to give some bad person press because it could be good press, but I think the viewers and listeners of this show are very sharp, by the way. So I think they'll take mine and your advice, of course.
It's a good sentiment to have what you just had, though, because what do you think, like, just brief aside before you launch into this, the action docuseries, do you think it was a net negative or a net positive for...
Positive.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you have to worry about that. But that was not this audience. That was a wider audience, right?
Yeah.
Where people, instead of obviously focusing on the scam, they're like, but he has a house in Mexico.
Listen.
That's all they care about.
They said he drove a Bentley truck.
That's all they care about.
And you drive a Kia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that, like
this audience is
how
more
dumb is an audience that can think that that would mean anything?
It's incredible.
When, you know what I mean? It just is. But this is the same kind of a thing. This guy's only posting videos of happy customers. I'm playing slot machines all around town, and people are going to know. You'll see by Twitter advice to people that have heard of him or know him. Video last week went viral. Someone won $100,000 on a slot machine at the Encore, and you know they're literally victims. You could see their kids. They're the under 30 crowd again, talking about them that are on there. Some of them never even had a slot card before, like there was a girl because I watched 10 of the 180 videos I think he has on Instagram. She couldn't even put the slot card in right. And she's putting $1,000 in, though. He makes them go to the counter and buy $1,000 vouchers. Oh, by the way, before you do that, you have to give him $1,800. So you have to give him $1,800 for the D-Lucky experience. Now, that's what he's calling it. And now I looked into it a little bit with some executives, and they said, well, he's not allowed to film an Arc Casino no more, but yet he still did. And also he had to change his psyche because someone went after him. He had to change it and say, you're paying for the experience of knowing how to play a slot machine. Like, I need someone to know how to put a bill in a machine or which machine to play. So right now I see it. For the first time, I went to his site, non-refundable. It's our most popular experience. Oh, really? So they're on there, and he only shows the winning videos, of course, and how they did, and they're screaming and yelling over winning money. And he said, oh, we can quit now. You're up, or you want to keep on going? And, of course, they hit for more. He's never going to show a video where someone loses. And so my friends come in from South Philly, two guys very sharp. Of course, the one kid's son comes in with him. Good kid, nice kid, around 28 years old. And he's like, I got to tell you something, Bill. I went to a casino in Atlantic City, and I played the machine he said to play, and I won $2,200. I was like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, no. He's like, I'd like to see more. Now, by the time he left town, he 100% was believing everything I said, and he actually found a glitch in his so-called system, of course. But you need to be around people that are seasoned in the business, or you need to be around people that have been on Earth a while. So they literally, these kids are just not street smart. They don't know anything about that skill set at all. They just see the neon and the lights and the happy and what they want to show as their narrative, this guy and anyone like this. And it just bothers me. And but then again, you know, I see people are saying, oh, well, you know, I love this because I've never been in the casino before and you're showing me how to play. Listen, come on. You got to have some common sense.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say this, right, because you'll also agree with what I'm about to say, which is there is something in the way that the human brain is wired that this will always be appealing and seductive for people.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So if something is, and this is really a broader discussion of how marketing, trumps all. Marketing, ultimately, it doesn't matter if you're good, if you're honest, marketing still overrides all that. So if you market something cleverly,
right,
you'll end up having a degree of success that will trump all. And by the way, if you took it to politics, like propaganda is still the
Perfect.
Biggest thing, right?
Absolutely.
It's like, so it's, that comes down to the flaws of how we process information.
Right.
And so is it always going to exist?
Right.
It probably will. And so he's just the latest of.
Now I may have someone that says, hey, Bill, you sell games. You're selling a system or something. You know, when you're in Advantage Sports Betting, I think there's only two or three of us that I know out of the thousands that sell games that actually win. You know, I'm going to hit 58.1% college basketball I hit. I put that on Twitter. I say that on the show. If I was lying, the customers would come after me and kill me. It's different when you're selling something from a proven, back-tested method that you know you've won for 25-plus years. So it's totally different than someone going and selling here a slot machine system. Now, I'll tell you, there are slot machines out there that you can absolutely beat.
Oh, I know somebody.
Oh, Randy McKay is the sharpest guy, one of the sharpest in the world. I've been with him for 2 weeks. I flew on a private jet with him a couple weeks ago, him and I, to a casino that we had a deal. But we both lost. I lost like $9,000. Randy lost like 10. I mean, well, whatever. You don't always win. Long term, we're going
to
win.
In anything, you have to be able to overcome negative variance.
Yeah.
Right? Well, no, I know a guy who is, and he's one of the sharpest sports bettors that I know in certain sports, but he is all about slots as
right.
well because he has studied it.
Right.
And it is just as, you know, deliberate for him. Like it is, but it's a grind, right? He will grind for hours and hours and hours to make a profit. But yes, those people do.
I had a video up on Twitter. I took it down last night. Someone asked me to take it down. I took it down. Got 58,000 views in 48 hours, full views, 200,000 impressions. I was just showing, I wasn't showing the method of the machine itself. I was more showing the bonus hustlers, their techniques and what they do. I call them techniques, you know, intimidating guests, intimidating old ladies and blowing smoke at them, standing behind them, things they do. It's getting out of control in some of the casinos. So I put that on there, but someone asked me over at Red Rock. He was very nice. He's like, Bill, Can you take that down? Because that's how I make my money, is going around to these machines. I hate to show them the machine. I explained to him I wasn't showing them the machine. He goes, yeah, but it was in the background. And people see that. They focus in on it. I said, well, I'll do it for you. Because and this is a stranger, by the way. But come up to me. A couple guys come up to me. I went to eat at T-Bones at Red Rock last night. And very nice guy. I took the video down. One time in Atlantic City, I showed a video of a very good video poker machine that was literally, less than a tenth of advantage, but down with the bonuses, it was good. One of the sharpest video poker guys asked me to take down that tweet, and I took it down. So I'm not trying to hurt their hustle. I was more showing the things that the process that they do. But well, casino in town has these machines, including where we're at, the South Point. I could take you after this show and show you some things, and you'd be like, wow.
I got a tour of the South Point's most beatable slots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a dozen different ones, though.
I will tell you this. It's funny, though, how I'll bet sports 24/7, 365 days a year. All right, maybe not 365, but 362, yeah. Let's say. But, like, even the description to me and the explanation about the slots, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
To the degree that I was interested in getting it, right? I wasn't going to sit there all day long and listen to it. And then at the end, for me, it was just like, I'm like, I get it that you can do this. I'm not interested.
It's hard for me to do.
I'm not interested.
It's hard for me to do.
I'm not interested in sitting there all day long.
Yeah.
And it's not for
walking
me.
Around. Now you're competing with the other hustlers, too.
Yes.
It could be a dirty, now, but then again, like, someone sent me two machines this week that he played in 3 days. He hit two machines for $10,000 progressive, $10,000 each. He wasn't going after that. He was going after a small bottom progressive and ran so lucky that he hit one of the medium ones twice and won over $20,000. That's a score. So that interests me, those kind of numbers. But winning third, and by the way, last night I did it. I had friends at the Red Rock. I took them in with me, and sure enough, I went in there, and I right away I won $11 and $21. Two machines, $32 in a matter of 10 minutes. And he's like, this is amazing. He's like, I can't believe you could do that. And I just walked him around and showed him some of the machines that you can play. And some of the hustlers don't know what they think they know. So when I have one of the sharpest guys in the world telling me exactly when to play, which they don't know, it's very interesting. And it's a good money-making thing. And, like I said, Randy, God bless him. Great guy, too. He'll help people. Yeah. Just a good, good person.
And I could say something now that would enrage advantage slot players. But I don't know if I should say.
Yeah, they'll come after us.
They'll come after us. They always do. By the way, you said you went to T-Bones?
T-Bones last time. Very good.
Did anybody have the French onion soup?
It was the best I've ever had.
It's the best I've ever had in my life.
Oh, wait till I show the guy I went to dinner with last
night. Wow.
I told him that, too. I said, the best I've ever had.
It's sweet. There's something amazing about it.
I can't believe it.
More with the Crack Man on the other side. Coming back.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? The betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check them out. All of today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback from everybody. Let's see here. Scott, New York, Mets 16. I thought hiccups, talking about Bo Jackson.
Oh,
you hear Bo Jackson's had hiccups for a year?
I heard that. Yeah.
He said, I thought hiccups were just the diaphragm spasming, and the way to cure them was to normalize your breathing. I've personally never had them for more than a minute or two. With this, the Bo Jackson situation totally has me intrigued. Me too, man. I'm totally intrigued by it. Deepak 48. He said, I thought casinos were going to have weed lounges like the cigar lounges in the hotel. You are correct.
They're going to make a fortune.
They are building
make a fortune.
Cannabis lounges on the strip. $3.2 collective $1 billion in projects for cannabis lounges.
Are they in the casinos, though? I actually thought they were going to be private establishments out of the casinos.
Well, Kelly, if you weren't of the generation that doesn't read the articles, you know, maybe you would know. Maybe you would know.
It's like I got this computer thing right in front of me with this Google thing. I can type this into.
Robert Busa. Oh, talking about the diet drug. Oh, they're really drugs for diabetics or pre-diabetics.
Pre-diabetics.
But now have been authorized for weight loss because that is also a benefit of them. But Robert Busa says, I had a medical issue on February 6th, and they put me on it. I went from 210 to 185.
Wow.
Bummer part is you always have to pee. He says, I like clockwork, 4:30 every morning. Yeah, but you look great, Robert. Nash, at last name Nash. NFL schedule released, NBA and NHL playoffs going on in the first 15 minutes with Crack and Gill is spent on pawn shops, weed, pens, and chocolate. This is why this segment is always great. Each week, no agenda, just whatever's on the mind.
Yeah, I didn't know what we were going to talk about today.
Listen, here's the thing.
Great.
I mean, if you want me to talk more Warriors pick and roll stats for another 15 minutes, I mean, I can do that offline. You want more of that. And then Robert Bussa also mentions that his cholesterol is A1C from 9.2 to 6.5. Also benefit of that as well. Jesse Welch, the willpower to all those choosing not to tweet in their hiccup solution is recognized and appreciated. And then J&J Watering Hole says, the guy you're talking about, Bill the Fraud, biggest fraud in town currently, says, but I do give him a bit of credit for creativity and his marketing prowess.
Oh, okay. So that's good. Thanks for that tweet, because I'm glad someone else seen it. And, you know, you could think about it from both standpoints. And if people are dumb enough to give the guy $1,800, I guess, yeah, good point.
Dave
good
Dwyer, point. Love Bill and his restaurant reviews. Keep it coming. We just stumbled in on that. We didn't even have a restaurant review.
Well, listen, I have friends, like I said, my one buddy's still here from South Philly. I had seven of them here. One is still here now, and we've went everywhere. I tell you what, I'll give you them. Because every night we're out to dinner now for, I think, 11 nights in a row, 12 nights in a row. Last night was T-Bones.
Billy, then you're like, I still gained 5 pounds on Ozempic. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I understand.
Of course, listen, last night we left that restaurant, and he said to me something that I already know, which shocks people because it's not really a steakhouse. He said, that's not the best steak in town, though. He said, still, we went to Joe's the other night. He goes, Joe's was unbelievable. Joe's at the Forum Shops, even though it's a stone crab seafood, that is the best steak in town. If you get a steak like a Pittsburgh medium, which is charred on the outside at Joe's, it comes with a little flavor seasoning on the side.
Never had a steak there before.
Oh, it's the best steak in town. So anyway, that was one of the places we went, of course, Joe's. And you're right. Like, you can't go to Joe's without having a key lime pie or a peanut butter pie. I mean, yeah, this place puts you in a nursing home. Italian American. Let's do the whole list. I had it down here. Italian American Club, fantastic, as we know. The place I like, Tuscany Grill up on Eastern, fantastic. Little mom and pop places that I love. Now, Chinese. This is something that people want to hear. We have a Chinatown here.
Yeah.
There is a place that you're going to be the only person in there. It's white, but there's a place in the back. It's in the back. It's in the back by Mayweather's gym called Chengdu Taste. You can't find it if you're on the strip. You can't find it driving. You have to go to the back of the place. It is unbelievable how good it is. I've learned about it from a fantastic guy that is Asian. He's a friend of mine, great guy. He took me there. Thank God he did. But everything's in English, too. They have it in English, too. Wow, what a spot that was. So Chengdu Taste.
Where is that? The back of Mayweather's
it's
gym?
It's right by Mayweather's gym in the back of Spring Mountain. It's like a plaza in Spring Mountain.
Wow.
It's in the back.
Spring Mountain, by the way.
You're not going to find it.
Spring Mountain, the absolute best strip of food in town.
Yeah, though there is. A couple of years ago, I found these. Now they're popular now, but they're little boba pearls. You put them they're in your drinks. You order them.
Boba.
They're like a frozen drink, and I get this taro flavor. It's really great.
Yeah. Wildly popular.
Wildly popular here. Uh-huh. And they're great. There's some
in
great
San Francisco
spots there.
As well, yeah.
Here, I'm trying to figure out why the Ozempic's not working. Okay. So going
Ozempic hasn't kicked in yet.
No,
huh,
I got the reverse Ozempic shot. I'm going to go to my doctor and say, what's going on here? There's another one on Spring Mountain called HK Seafood. Fantastic. I've been there 5 times now. Great place on the strip, always packed. On Spring Mountain.
So hungry.
They're the two spots there. Now let's go. I have breakfast in the middle of this. There's a place I love. I love the place. It's called the Original Pancake House on Flamingo and Fort Apache. That place has the best. I put a tweet out on it. It's got the best pancakes, German pancakes.
Is that the one
where
you can
guys.
Like order all kinds of different pancakes with all
yes,
kinds of stuff?
Yes, they have
in
tons
it.
Of pancakes. Yeah. They have tons. Their omelets are baked in an oven. So I asked the guy. He came. I asked the wife because it's Fruit and Burgers. It's funny. It's spelled just like my last name, Berger. And he came out and he's got a real thick German accent. And he's telling me how it's made and this is that. And he went back to the thing. But I mean, he showed me that it's a confectionery oven. They bake your omelet. Unbelievable. And so you get an omelet and three pancakes for like $14. I mean, it's just, if anyone knows like prices now, they're out of control. You know, I can't get away. There are three of us every day is over $100 for breakfast, and you know who pays. I mean, so, you know, I mean, they try once in a while, I guess, but for some reason.
You're a very generous man.
Your arms don't reach the pockets for some reason. All right, so.
Pterodactyl.
They try once in a while, yeah. I guess.
Mary's Hash House on, also on Decatur and Sahara. Not the Hash House go-go, not that. Not that slop. Mary's Hash House. She makes her own hashes. She's been on the Food Network. Mary's fantastic. I go there. Now let's get over to some other dinner places. Okay. I hate to say, all these good places. I went to a place I didn't care for. I always go there. It's great. Jerry's Nugget. What happened over there? The coffee shop went downhill a little bit. This is twice in a row now. So Jerry's, they gotta get Jerry out of the grave here and get him, you know, shake them things up because Jerry died. Okay. Now, here we are here. I spent a lot of time at the South Point. Lots of time. The Oyster Bar.
Solid.
Fantastic.
Solid. Yeah.
They have a crab cocktail for $21.
It's gotta get it every time.
It's got to be a loss leader.
It's phenomenal.
They charge $100 for that to win.
It's 100% a loss leader.
It's got to be a loss leader.
Yes.
The crab cocktail Oyster Bar here. Of course, Michael's. Now, speaking of which, so last night I went with my friend who knew. He invited us for dinner last night, which he got a comp at the T-Bones. On Wednesday, if you use your card, it's half price all the restaurants, your points. That's interesting. I mean, wow. That saves you. The bill's $500. It's only $250.
Yeah.
So same thing at Michael's on Mondays. Use your points on Mondays, half price Monday, unless something's
changed. At Michael's?
Only the best restaurant in town.
Which Michael's, but because Chrissy will even tell you. Chrissy, who loves this place, right?
Yeah.
Chrissy will say, bring both of your wallets, he would say, to go to Michael's.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, Michael's is fantastic. If you want an experience, though, of old school Vegas that Michael Gaughan has brought from the Barbary Coast here, the same, you know, like, The waiters are the same. The door, the front door, the murals.
Didn't
the
he bring
captain
in the
chairs.
In the swap of casinos? If
right.
If I'm saying that correctly,
yep.
Maybe it wasn't a swap, but one of the stipulations was he got to keep Michael's.
He kept Michael's.
Yeah.
What a restaurant!
Yeah.
And what a unbelievable experience restaurant. If you want something really fancy and special for your family and taste old school classy Las Vegas, it's Michael's. Oyster House crab cocktail. Talked about that. Last one. Coffee shop.
Which?
Here's my beef. I can't believe you could go to this coffee shop and you can go and you're paying cash. Only one entree per person. You can't pay for a second entree. Let's say you want a nice Chinese meal.
Which,
and a side
which place
Chinese
are you talking meal. About?
The coffee shop right here. What's that called?
The cafe.
The cafe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I call coffee shops because I'm used to casinos 30 years having coffee shops. You ask a kid what a coffee shop is today, they'll send you to Seattle's Best or Starbucks.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Starbucks. Yeah.
No, see? There you go. There's
exactly,
the cafe, you can't get a second entree if you pay cash?
You can't get it. One entree per person. It's kind of like the hot dog cart over here. I got to figure out a way to circumvent the hot dog cart. Three max per person. So at the cafe, it's one entree per person. But if you're with your buddies, because they have good Chinese food, they have a Chinese menu in there, and you want to get like maybe an extra portion of shrimp fried rice for the table to split, you got to do a Larry David. You got to bring someone. you got to bring somebody in.
Bill, this was unbelievably thorough. This was outstanding.
Oh, this was a nice little thing. And again, it's just it's unscripted. Here, there you go.
On the other side, because you mentioned this on the break, that was outstanding. On the break or at the last break. You mentioned as an analyst, you're a guy who likes numbers, but you also believe in the notion of luck, that some people
they might go after me for that.
Are just luckier than
some
others.
People are luckier.
Let's explore that with the crack man. Next, Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas, you could also convert your BetMGM points to MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800. 800 Gambler. Boy, nothing gets responses like restaurants. Chris Felica loves the tomatoes at Joe's.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Palma saying, you're right, it's the best steak in town. We get tweets at
Look
Beating
at the Tweets. Oh, my God.
We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from Tom Stevens. Great discussion on the show. A question I've always had about touts, why isn't it illegal to make false claims like I pick 90% winners?
Right.
There's no regulation, man. None regulation on that. Mike Ross, Kelly jinxed Jesse Pegula. She's down a set to Taylor Townsend. You're to blame, Kelly, apparently.
Yeah.
James Spivey. Gil, is your sushi place close to the French onion soup?
Oh!
listeners this show are the best. Gee Weezy. Drink a glass. Oh, a hiccup. Here we go. Here's a hiccup cure. He says,
yeah, here we go.
Drink a glass of water with a butter knife in it and then hold your nose. Breathe 10 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Has to be a butter knife.
See, Gil, I literally don't know if that guy's messing with us or not.
I don't either. Don't either.
Because I've heard more ridiculous ones than that.
He said, hashtag get rid of hiccups. Steven Vegas. So Crackman will give us 12 restaurant reviews in 1 hour, and 3 months later, Gil still can't give up one sushi plug.
Oh,
Bill, don't let him on your podcast without an agreement to give up the spot, please.
Wow.
Here's the thing. I'd love to give it now, but it's such a bit now that I can't give it.
Oh.
Because okay. It'll just go on forever. In-game, in-de-membrane. Oh, game into memory. Gil and the Crackman is equal to or better than Seinfeld. Love Thursday. Thank you. That's very kind of you. The James Lloyd. Hey, Gil, with all Bill's restaurant suggestions, do you have any? Maybe seafood of any kind?
Yeah, you know what? That's a tough one. I don't know any seafood places. Do you?
Seafood?
The one at Mandalay Bay was pretty good. It was like years ago I went. It was great. It was,
seafood,
I don't really,
not specifically.
We don't really have a seafood.
Yeah.
I go to Chinatown for seafood, believe it or not. Yeah, one, a couple good places.
Corbin, since we're talking about all these amazing places at the moment, I think Gil should finally cough up his sushi place. It would fit so well in the segment. Just seems like the right time. Give it up, Gilly.
Gilly.
Knew these tweets were coming.
And
this
then
is great.
Derby Data. Derby Data. I love this one. A picture.
I love this one.
Is that
one.
Key or Peel where he's just like sweating profusely?
Sweating.
He goes, live look at Gil while Crackman getting close. Closer to mentioning a sushi spot.
Oh, that's great.
Norman Vegas, I second Crack's recommendation on Mary's Hash House. We've been going there since they opened the original on Spring
great.
Mountain.
Thanks, Norm.
And Spivey's like, is it Blue Ribbon Sushi? It's not, but Blue Ribbon Sushi is great. When Blue Ribbon was at the Cosmo, I was there all the time. It's at our Red Rock now. It's still phenomenal. Let me ask you about, first of all, are you betting anything these days? Like, what do you do this time of year?
Oh, yeah. I'm betting some baseball, still doing some player props in the NBA. And, yeah, but you know what? It slows down for me, though.
Yeah.
Especially I have my buddies in town. Kind of slows down. I still bring my screen with my Don Best screen and read
any
things.
Player props tonight yet or not yet?
No, we didn't do anything tonight yet. I'll also use Spank Odds. I used, you know, listen, honestly, you know, it's free still. I thought it was going to be paying for it. Why wouldn't you have the odds for free?
How'd your NFL draft end up?
Lost. Like you just,
lost.
Just like
I told you.
You said.
Just like I told you.
You really joned me. You really put the jinx on.
Oh.
Yeah, everything was great until I came on the show.
You were too confident.
First year ever. I think I went 14-2 last year. I think we were literally.
I'd tell you this again. You did no better than we did. We destroyed.
I don't know anyone any guys that – you know, bet for a living or that
we
won.
Destroyed it year after year after year after year. Yeah. But I knew it. I felt it that this was the year.
Yeah, it was just a peanut, but still.
A peanut. Well, yeah. it was a little more than a peanut for me, but still. I mean, net throughout the years is still way up, but still that was the year.
Year. Yeah, you were ahead of the curve on there. You knew it was gonna be a tougher year. And hopefully you bet less because you felt that.
I wanted to bet less, but then it just kept going.
Oh yeah.
And then it just kept going. We mentioned this off air. You're a numbers guy. You're an analytics guy.
Sure.
You really believe in that stuff. You surround yourself with people who delve in that for all kinds of sports. But I thought it was interesting off air. We talked about this notion that you just believe, and there's no way to quantify this, but you just know it to be true. Bill Maher does a segment. He goes, "I can't prove it, but I just know it to be true." you just believe some people are just luckier than others.
Some people I know it's beyond the analytics, the mathematics, the programs, the algorithms. Some people are just run lucky. Then listen, you and I could have the same information. I can have the same information as you, and you'll throw your own game or two in there that you cannot win. You know, not meaning you, Gil, meaning someone that's I'm with. Some people just run lucky. Listen, Fez just texted me when I said it to confirm. He's like, "Crack, we have really run lucky together." Fez and I have run ridiculous, much more than the 52.38 that you need to break even, which is less, by the way, for guys that have multiple outs and reduced juice and rebates and discounts and bonuses. Literally have ran well over 60% Fez and I lifetime. And every year, literally, we chop up a good amount of money every single year. Giant money. I mean, we've had six-figure years. So Fez just said it to me. I said, you're right. Some people just run luckier than others. You have to be a little bit lucky. I know it sounds crazy. And a lot of the guys that are the analytical guys will definitely disagree with this. Definitely. You make your own luck or something like that, whatever it may be. But listen.
Because we all know, you and Fez are one thing, but we all know someone who, I can think of a couple guys in town, they've been around forever, right? Who, when they sound great, you listen to them, they sound great,
yes.
And they know their stuff.
Yes.
But they'll even tell you, they're like, it just never works out for them.
You know, and it's just as good to find a bad handicapper as it is a good handicapper. I know of a girl, I'm not going to say who.
A documented 0-10 is as good
as a documented
10-0.
I know of a girl that's on Twitter, my co-hosts at Fox are going to be listening maybe, or I'll show them this portion of the show. My co-host at Fox turned me on to her. She has killed more people than COVID. So she's great to bet against. And she puts out a ton of plays. I mean, I'm talking ridiculous amount of plays and just to bet against somebody. So I shouldn't just pick on her. There's a lot of people. If you bet against them, you're going to make a lot of money. So it's just as good to find a losing handicapper as it is a winning handicapper.
God bless the lucky people, for sure.
Yeah. No, it is. And you know, I just, like I say that, and I know it's tongue-in-cheek, and people are like, well, how can it be? But, you know, they're just going back to the luck factor, though. You know, you guys have seen The Bronx Tale. You've seen Eddie Mush, by the way. Eddie Mush was the real Eddie Mush. People don't realize that. That's
really him.
That's the real Eddie Mush that played himself. He was a neighborhood guy. And, me being from the Bronx, I know these. I literally, you know, right there on 186 is where I was by Adio's Bakery. You're around these guys. You see these people, and they're just everything they do. You want to know because you want to really not bet what they bet. You never even thought as a kid. You never thought, oh my god, I should just bet against them. You just said, oh my god, I don't want to be betting that horse. I don't want to be betting what this guy bets.
Last thing before we go, because we only got a couple minutes,
because
we talked about this off air as well. Last week, I was on vacation. You weren't here either. We talked, but Spanky, who's doing Bet Bash in 3 months. By the way, you're gonna be at Bet Bash.
Probably not. Okay. I mean, maybe. I didn't go last year.
That's right. You didn't. That's right.
Yeah.
He got into the thing. He wants. He got in the whole thing about +100 with Kay Adams. Kay Adams, who was famous from Good Morning Football on NFL Network, and now has moved on to even more riches in her career. She has, delved into betting. And when +100 came up, she refers to it as +100, and Spanky sort of said it should be even money. That's the way to say it. I don't know if you had an opinion on that.
Even money is the way I would talk about it if I was, betting on the phone in the old days when I used to bet. I would, what's the line on that? Well, under 8.5 even. I know what that means. It's 8.5, no juice. But 8.5 +100, they say that because there's so many new people to sports betting. +100 is just an easier way to explain it to somebody.
What's funny, if it was 8.5 even, I would probably say it that way. But if it's just if we're just talking about one singular thing,
okay,
like
a baseball game,
like a money line,
Detroit
just
Tigers,
+100, yeah,
+100.
I will say +100, and the way I explain it is because I never know who's new to this show.
Right. Well, that's what I said. The new sports bettors,
If I said even money, it would require
Detroit
an explanation.
Detroit Tigers even money, and then they say, "Well, even means minus 110, right?"
That's right. Exactly.
So you have to get into it more.
Right. Even when I say, "Yeah, that's exactly right," because then I sometimes say coin flip about -110s, and then I feel bad about saying it that way.
Right.
Yeah.
I had dinner real quick before we go. Yeah. I had dinner last night with one of the guys that lost money to the coin flipper. The flipper last night. So he was telling me the last flip, I didn't realize. He goes, the last flip this guy beat me on was from literally 20 yards away, flipped it up in the air and put a garbage can over top of the coin, and he beat me. So it's just amazing. Think about that. 20 feet away, 20 yards away, coin flip, garbage can over top of it as it's twirling, and he got the coin right. I was like, wow. I've never seen him do that.
We got to bring back coin flip
stories.
There we go. Because a lot of people have missed
God bless Jeff.
Missed the whole show we did on the coin flipper.
Yep.
One of the more remarkable Vegas stories of all time.
Yeah.
Bill?
Good show today.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Good stuff.
Restaurant reviews and all. We've done all we can do. Good luck with all your basketball, hockey bets, baseball as well. Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.